This is VOA News. I'm Jim Bertel. The leading Democrats vying for the White House unleashed attacks on each other Tuesday night in their final debate before South Carolina holds its primary this weekend. AP's Jackie Quinn reports.
Front-running candidate Bernie Sanders took the brunt of the attacks on the CBS News debate, on his Medicare for All program, his vote on gun control, and his socialist agenda.
I'm hearing my name mentioned a little bit tonight.
But Sanders says he's striking a chord with voters.
They don't want candidates to be running to billionaires for huge amounts of funding.
Some of the sharpest exchanges, Elizabeth Warren hammering Mike Bloomberg.
The boss who said to me, kill it, the way that Mayor Bloomberg
alleged to have said
to one of pregnant employees.
Former Vice President Joe Biden says he's sure he will win South Carolina. I'm Jackie Quinn.
Following the debate, the campaign of Pete Buttigieg canceled several Florida events planned for Wednesday. AP's Mike Rossier reports.
Citing illness, Democratic presidential candidate Pete Buttigieg's campaign has canceled three private fundraisers that were scheduled Wednesday in South Florida. A campaign spokesman said late Tuesday the former South Bend, Indiana mayor has a cold. When word first surfaced of the cancellations, there was speculation it could signal problems for the campaign, especially after Buttigieg's off-script pitch during Tuesday night's debate in Charleston.
I shouldn't miss the opportunity. If you're watching right now and you support my campaign, go to PeteForAmerica.com and chip in.
Buttigieg has been trying to raise $13 million ahead of next week's 14-state Super Tuesday contests. I'm Mike Gracia.
For more on the race for the White House, you can go to VOAnews.com and find all sorts of information about the candidates. From Washington, you're listening to VOA News.